弟兄姊妹，主里平安 ，peace to you all。今天我们要继续这个的哥林多后书，这个的很长的一个系列。Today we want to continue this very long series in the book of 2 Corinthians。我们开始之前，我们先来做个祷告。Before we start, let us pray together again。天父，我们为着这段时间，我们向你感恩。Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for this moment, for this period. 天父啊，我们在你面前打开你话语的时候，求你照着你的应许教导我们。Father, we pray as you open your word, open the Bible, we pray that according to your promise, you teach us.天父，求你帮助我，让我能够有从你而来的能力，把你的话语传讲清楚。Dear Father, I pray for myself. You give me strength, heavenly strength, to preach your word clearly. 天父，我也求你圣灵在我们每一个人心中动工。Father, I also pray for your Holy Spirit to work in every hearts. 帮助我们，你的话语对我们是清楚的。对我们的心是有能力的。I pray that your word speak powerfully and speak clearly to every heart. 我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣的名。We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 这个的系列，我们今天是第五讲。We are now on the fifth.Sermon of this series. 还记得这个系列的题目吗? Do you still remember the theme of this long series? 就是我为何要听从使徒? Okay? It is why should I listen to the apostles? 这个系列是从哥林多后书的二章十四节一直到第七章的第三节。 The series cover the part of 2 Corinthians 2 chapter 2 verse 13 or 14 sorry 14 to chapter 7 verse 3。 当我们来到第五讲的时候， when we come to the fifth part of this series， 让我们不要忘记哥林多后书使徒保罗写这个哥林多后书的目的。 Let us not forget the purpose, the goal of Paul writing this letter of 2 Corinthians. 保罗写哥林多后书的目的是什么呢？是要为他的使徒的职分来辩护。 He wrote the book of 2 Corinthians for the purpose of defending his apostolic ministry. 保罗写这个哥林多后书的时候，他很焦急。 Paul was very anxious. 为什么呢？因为当时候已经有假使徒在教会里面。 Because at that time there were already false apostles in the church. 而且呢，哥林多教会里面已经有人在开始质疑真正的使徒保罗的这个身份。 And also at that time in the church there were already Christians, there were already church members starting to doubt Apostle Paul's authority. 我们要知道这个事情的严重性。 We must know the seriousness of this problem.教会如果拒绝了真正的使徒的福音，其实也就是整个的新约圣经。 If the church reject the teaching of the true apostle, 那教会就什么都没有了。 Then there's nothing left, nothing left for the church. 所以在写这个哥林多后书之前，说 before Paul wrote the letter of 2 Corinthians, 保罗 流泪写了一封很严厉的信去给哥林多教会。 Paul, before the book of 2 Corinthians, Paul wrote a very severe letter. He wrote it in tears for the church in Corinth. 保罗也差遣他的一个助手，就是提多，把这封信送到哥林多去。 And Paul sent one of his co-workers, Titus, to deliver this severe letter to the church in Corinth. 那这个是在第二章十二到十三节里面给我们看见。In chapter 2, verse 12 to 13 of 2 Corinthians, Paul mentioned when he was in Troas. 保罗提到他还在特罗亚的时候。Paul did not meet Titus after delivering the letter to the church in Corinth. Paul did not meet Titus, came back to tell him the news, whether the church of Corinth they repent already or not. 保罗在特罗亚的时候没有遇到提多回来告诉他哥林多教会收到这个严厉的信有没有悔改重新来接受保罗的使徒权柄。 Paul was very anxious at that time. He said that he did not know whether the church in Corinth repented or not to receive again Paul's apostolic authority. 然后呢，在哥林多后书的第七章的四到五节的时候， and then in chapter 7 and verses 4 to 5 of 2 Corinthians, Paul said that he was joyous. 保罗说他很喜乐，在哥林多后书七章四到五节，保罗说他很喜乐，很安慰。为什么呢？因为那个时候保罗在马其顿的时候，终于等到提多回来了，告诉他，哎呀，哥林多教会悔改了，重新接受你的使徒的这个权柄。Titus came back from Corinth and then met Paul in Macedonia and told Paul, church in Corinth have repented. They have received again, welcome again, your apostolic authority. So Paul was joyous. Paul was comforted. 保罗很得安慰。那我们这个整个的系列在哪里呢？就在这两节中间。Our whole series is between these two events.Okay, it's from chapter 2, verse 14 to chapter 7, verse 3. 从第二章十四节到七章十三节是我们整个系列。这个系列的重点是什么？ What is the purpose of this whole series? 保罗在解释。Paul is explaining something. 保罗在解释为什么哥林多教会一定要听从使徒。Why? Why should the church in Corinth, why should the Corinthians obey and submit and listen to the Apostle Paul? 那我们今天到第五讲了， we have come to the fifth session. 还记得保罗讲过什么吗？在这个大段落里面， do you still remember what God talked about in this big session? 比如讲说，这个，第二章十四节到第三章六节， for example, from chapter 2, verse 14 to chapter 3, verse 6, 保罗讲到他的使徒职分是从上帝来的，不是他自己要做的，是上帝差遣他做的。 In chapter 2, verse 14 to chapter 3, verse 6, Paul said that his apostolic ministry, apostolic office is given by God himself. Not that He come to assume this office himself. No, God give this office to Apostle Paul. And then, 然后在三章七到十八节， in chapter 3, verse 7 to verse 18, 保罗说他从神领受的这个使徒职分，荣耀的一个地步比旧约里面最大的先知还要更荣耀。Paul said that he's the apostolic ministry given by God is even more glorious than the most glorious apostle in the Old Testament, Moses. 然后呢? And then, chapter 4, verse 1 to 6, 第四章一到六节，保罗说他的使徒职分是得胜的。Paul said that his apostolic ministry is victorious. God led him in the triumphant, what do you call that? Session. 保罗说，就算他面对逼迫、面对批评、面对误会的时候，他仍然勇敢的、忠心的去把真理传扬给教会。Paul said that even when he was faced with persecution, with criticism, with misunderstanding, he did not lose heart. He faithfully preached the gospel of Christ to the church. 保罗讲说，即便他被拒绝的时候，保罗所讲的福音仍然是基督荣耀的光。Paul said that even when he was rejected, the gospel he preached is still the glory of the gospel of Christ. 然后第四章七到十五节 and then in chapter 4, verse 7 to 15, 保罗讲说，不要因为他看起来好像一个很卑微、很多裂痕、很多缺口的瓦器，就轻看他。Paul said that do not despise him, do not look down on him. If he looks like a cracked clay pot. 为什么呢？因为保罗讲说，他在各样的患难里面，竟然没有被，虽然他很软弱，但是他没有被打倒。Paul said that although he was weak, but in all kinds of hardship, he was never defeated. 保罗反而勇敢地传扬真正的福音。But on the contrary, Paul, he courageously and faithfully preached the true gospel. 保罗也讲说，在这个很大的逼迫里面，反而显出了他对福音的信心。Paul said that it is in this severe hardship that show Paul's faith in the gospel. 保罗讲说，因为我相信，所以我继续说话。Paul said that because I believe, therefore I continue to speak. 保罗也讲说，在各样的患难里面，保罗做这些事情都是为了教会。这一切都是显出了保罗，使徒保罗对教会的爱。保罗说，这一切都是为了你们，都是为了教会。Paul also said that when he was doing all this, even in the hardship and persecution, it shows his love for God's church. Paul said that I did all this for you.还有等等，接下去还有一些段落。Okay, it's not finished yet. Okay, there are still continue things Paul want to talk about. 这一段的一段，一段的一段都有一个共同的目的。All these parts, all these sections, all have a common purpose, common goal, 就是要帮助我们，帮助哥林多教会听从使徒。The common purpose is to help us or help the church in Corinth at that time to submit to the authority of the Apostle Paul. 我们从哥林多后书当然可以有很多其他的学习。Of course, we can learn a lot of other things from the book of 2 Corinthians. 我们可以效法保罗, we can learn to imitate Paul, 等等。但是这些不是哥林多后书的重点 but all these are not the main intended, the primary purpose of 2 Corinthians. 哥林多后书的重点是要帮助听众要来听从使徒保罗。The primary purpose of this book of 2 Corinthians is to help the audience, is to help the recipients to submit to the authority of Christ's apostle, Paul. 比如 ，for example， 在哥林多前书里面 ，in the book of First Corinthians， 保罗讲到福音，讲到复活。Paul talked about the gospel， talked about resurrection。保罗讲到婚姻应该是怎么样子的。Paul talked about how marriage should be。保罗讲到教会里面用方言应该怎么样用的。Paul talked about how we should use the gift of the speaking in tongue in the church。保罗讲到这个恩赐，方言的恩赐不应该怎么用的。Paul said this gift, how we should not abuse it。保罗讲到基督徒要怎么样彼此合一。Paul talked about how the Christians in the church should be united and love one another. 到底我们要不要听从使徒的？ Will we truly submit to the apostles' teaching? 这是很关键， this is very, very important. 哥林多后书的目的，保罗写了哥林多前书，写哥林多后书 after the first Corinthians, Paul write the second Corinthians, 目的是要帮助我们顺服使徒的权柄。 The purpose is to help us to submit to the authoritative teaching of the apostles. 所以马丁路德他自己在解释哥林多后书的时候，他这样子说， Martin Luther himself, when he was explaining the book of 2 Corinthians, he said like this, 使徒保罗写这后书的主要原因是他想要向哥林多教会强调他作为传福音的使徒之分，以致那些假师父、假教师蒙羞。The main thing which moved Paul to write this second epistle was his desire to emphasize to them his apostolic office of a preacher of the gospel in order to put to shame the glory of those other false teachers. 如果我们在哥林多后书里面我们得到很多其他的这个帮助， If we gain a lot of other learning, other goodness, benefits from the book of Corinthians, 但是我们却错过了整个哥林多后书最重要的应用， But if we miss the main and most important application of 2 Corinthians, 那保罗真的会吐血。Paul surely he will vomit blood. 所以让我们要回到哥林多后书最重要的目的。Let's come back to the main and intended purpose of 2 Corinthians. 我们要用这个相同的一样的角度来进入今天的经文。 Let us go into these verses today with the same and the correct angle and perspective. 所以四章十六节到五章十节，重点还是为什么我们要听从使徒。 The main purpose is still why we should listen to the apostle. 但是这一段呢，要使徒保罗告诉我们，保罗的 他的使徒的勇敢，其中的原因是因为未来的荣耀，将来的复活的荣耀。 One of his, the reason of his apostolic boldness, 他的那个of his courage is because of the future glory, the future resurrection. 所以让我们先看这段经文的第一个部分。 So let's come and look at the first part of this section. 第一个部分就是第四章十六到十八节。 The first section is, first part is from chapter 4, verse 16 to verse 18. 保罗说他不沮丧，使徒不沮丧，因为有将来的永恒的荣耀。 The apostle did not lose heart because of future eternal glory. 好，我们再看一下这个经文Let's look at these verses again, from 16 to 18 of chapter 4. 我们再看四章十六到十八节。保罗说，所以我们并不沮丧，我们外面的人虽然渐渐朽坏，但里面的人却日日更新。Paul said, therefore we do not lose heart,
Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
Verse 17, 17节, 因为我们短暂轻微的患难, 是要为我们成就极大无比永远的荣耀。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
18节, verse 18, 我们所顾念的不是看得见的, 而是看不见的, 因为看得见的是暂时的, 看不见的是永远的。 So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
回到16节, go back to verse 16.
记得在这个经文里面, 这里讲的我们, 不是在讲我们, 这里的我们是指使徒自己,
Remember, the we in this verse is not referring to us, it's referring to the apostle himself.
那这个跟第四章第一节很像的, this is very similar to the verse 1 of chapter 4. 还记得吗? 四章一节, do you remember chapter 4 verse 1? 保罗说, 所以我们既然蒙了怜悯得了这个职分, 我们就 不上胆讲一样的东西, okay? In chapter 4, verse 1, Paul talked about the same thing. He did not lose heart. Paul said, therefore, since through God's mercy, we have this mercy, we do not lose heart.
4章1节的时候, 保罗讲他领受了什么职分呢?
In chapter 4, verse 1, what ministry has Paul received?
就是第三章里面讲到那个超越摩西的使徒之分,
The ministry that Paul has received is what was described in chapter 3, the apostolic ministry, whose glory surpassed the glory of Moses.
16节保罗这里讲说, 他再一次讲我不上胆,
in verse 16 again, same as in verse 1, Paul says again, we do not lose heart.
保罗再次说, 我们并不上胆,
然后保罗说, 我们外面的人虽然渐渐朽坏, 但里面的人却日日更新。
Paul said, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
这里的外面的人虽然渐渐朽坏, 他不是在说一般的生病, 身体朽坏, 他不是在说一般的这个衰老, 身体在朽坏。
Here, when Paul talks about outwardly we are wasting away, he's not talking about the common aging, therefore our physical body wasting away, the normal sickness, therefore our physical body wasting away. He's not talking about this.
使徒保罗这里讲的, 外面人渐渐朽坏, here Paul talks about the outwardly we are wasting away physically,
保罗是在讲4章8到9节里面, 他做使徒的职分的时候, 因为面对各样的患难、苦难、逼迫, 而经历的身体的朽坏。
Here Paul is talking about the persecution, the trouble, the hardship he talked about in verses 8 to 9 of chapter 4, when he was faithfully carrying out his apostolic ministry.
所以这里在讲的是, 保罗做使徒的这个, 面对的苦难, 使他的身体渐渐朽坏。
Paul here is talking about the hardship, the persecution that caused his body to waste away when he was carrying out his apostolic ministry.
当时的人跟今天的人很多时候是一样。当时的人认为你受苦难一定是你有问题。
Many people today are very similar to the people at Paul's time.
They think that if you suffer a lot, then there must be something wrong with you.
比如在《使徒行传》二十八章 ，for example in the book of Acts chapter 28， 使徒保罗因为传福音的缘故，他被逮捕了。Paul was arrested because of preaching the gospel，
然后呢，保罗就被用船要送到罗马去 ，and Paul was sent on his way to Rome， by a ship。
结果呢，在海上就遇到大风暴
，and on this way they met this huge storm，
然后那个船就坏了啊 ，and then they have a shipwreck。
然后呢，结果呢，他们感谢神还可以逃到一个岛上啊 ，and then they escaped the shipwreck， and then they went up an island。
结果呢，保罗。刚刚才遇船难，结果呢又被这个毒蛇缠住他的手。
Just after the shipwreck, Paul had this venomous snake strangling his arm.
那里的人看见怎么样呢 ？What did the local people say when they saw this man so unfortunate?
他们看到保罗那么样倒霉的时候，他们怎么说呢？他们讲说，这个人一定做了什么很糟糕的事情。He must have done something very, very bad to be such unfortunate.
按照世界的眼光 ，according to the view of the world， 这样一个在传福音的过程当中多灾多难的保罗，他可能是耶稣基督的使徒吗？
According to the view of the world, how can this person who experienced such troubles and tragic things when he was preaching the gospel, how could he be the apostle of Christ?
但是使徒保罗在哥林多后书第五章十六节，他这么说 ，But Paul in chapter 5Verse 16 of 2 Corinthians, Paul said this.
保罗说，从今以后我们不再按照人的看法认识人了。虽然我们曾经按照人的看法认识基督，但现在不再这样了。
Paul in chapter 5 verse 16, which is, will be our, in our, explain more in our next session,
Paul said that from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
使徒保罗是什么意思呢 ？What does it mean?
使徒保罗说他也曾经这样子去判断，按着外貌看耶稣基督。
Paul said that he also have been using this kind of worldly view to judge Christ.
这个在十字架上这样羞辱、这样痛苦的钉十字架的耶稣，他可能是神的儿子吗？
This person was so painfully crucified on the cross.
Crucified so in such humiliation, could he be the Son of God?
How can he be the Son of God? 他可能是基督吗？
How can he be Christ?
How can he be the Savior? 他可能是救主吗？
那如果教会已经学会了，我们不要再用世界的方法，按着外貌去认识基督的话，那为什么我们还是在用世界的方法来认识基督所差遣的使徒呢？
If the church has already learned not to use the worldly standard to know Jesus, then why the church can still use the worldly standard to come to know the apostles sent by Christ?
所以 David Garland 这个解经家这么说 There's one exegetes Bible scholar of 2 Corinthians, he said this. 他说许多人看保罗只看到一个被极大的苦难冲击以致被压伤和枯萎的使徒。In Paul's case, others may only see a withered, crushed apostle, pounded by overwhelming hardships. 如果他们不用信心的眼睛看他，他们将不会看见在天堂里真实的保罗的画像。If they do not look at him with the eyes of faith, they will not see the real Paul on a portrait locked away in heaven. 就是一个怎么样的画像呢？就是不断的被更新而有基督的形象。当他的外在更像被钉十字架的耶稣，他的内在生命就更像荣耀的基督。That is what kind of portrait? No? That is the portrait ever being transformed into the likeness of Christ as his outward life conforms ever more closely to the crucified Christ. His inward life conforms ever more closely to the glorified Christ. 我们要知道一个在许多的患难、许多的苦难，甚至他面对死亡的时候，他仍然不沮丧，他仍然不害怕，他仍然忠心到底的这样的一个使徒，才是可靠的耶稣的见证人。We have to know that an apostle that is fearless, that do not lose heart even in the face of continued hardship.Continue persecution, and even in the face of death, he will be faithful till the end. Only such person is a faithful witness of Christ. 他会把耶稣的话忠实地告诉你。He will faithfully tell you the words of Christ. 把新约圣经留给我们。He will faithfully write God's word in the New Testament. 保罗说，所以我们并不沮丧。Apostle Paul said, therefore,We do not lose heart. 我们外面的人虽然渐渐朽坏，但里面的人却日日更新。Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. 哥林多教会能不能看得见呢？ Can Corinthian church see this? 我们看不看得见呢？ Can we see this? 是什么使保罗那么勇敢呢？ What?Cause Paul to be so courageous, to be so confident. 是金钱吗？是地上的利益使保罗那么勇敢吗？ Is it money? Is it the earthly benefits that cause him to be so courageous? 保罗讲说，因为我们短暂轻微的患难是要我们成就极大无比永远的荣耀。Paul said, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. 我们所顾念的不是看得见的，而是看不见的。因为看得见的是暂时的，看不见的是永远的。So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.保罗不上胆，因为他所盼望的是将来的荣耀。He did not lose heart because his hope is in the future glory, the future eternal glory. 那这个将来的荣耀是多么多么的大，多么多么的永恒，以至于保罗在世上那么大的苦难，保罗都看成是自战自清的。The future glory is so great, the future glory is so eternal that Paul see his earthly great hardship as momentary and light. 那是什么样将来那个荣耀是什么荣耀呢？ What is this glory that Paul is talking about is in the future? 是什么荣耀呢？所以接下来五章一到十节就告诉我们了什么荣耀。So now from chapter 5, verse 1 to 10, Paul is explaining what this glory is. 两方面, two aspects of this glory. In chapter 5, verse 1 to 10. 我们先看第一方面 Let us see the first aspect first.、啊、这个将来的荣耀保罗这个向往的就是身体的复活。The first aspect of this future glory that Paul looking forward to so that he did not lose heart is the future body resurrection. Future body resurrection. 先看五章一到五节 We look at chapter 5 verse 1 to 5. 保罗说因为我们知道如果我们在地上的帐篷拆毁了我们必得着从神而来的居所那不是人手所造的而是天上永存的房屋 Paul said For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed we have a building from God an eternal house in heaven not built by human hands 我们现今在这帐篷里面叹息渴望迁到那天上的住处好像换上新的衣服如果穿上了就不会赤身出现了 Meanwhile we groan longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling because when we are clothed we will not be found naked 我们这些在帐篷里面的人劳苦叹息是由于不愿意脱去这个却愿意穿上那个使这必死的被生命吞灭 For while we are in this tent we groan and are burdened because we do not wish to be unclothed but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life 那在我们身上完成了工作使我们达成这目标的是神他已经把圣灵赐给我们做凭据。Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. 回到第一节 ，come back to verse one。中文的我们要注意哦，特别把这个括弧，因为呢，这个因为在原文里面是有的，中文的译本里面没有翻译出来哈。For English, okay, let's pay attention to this for, this word for first. 刚才讲了这个解经家 the Bible scholar we mentioned just now, David Garland, 他这么说。第五章第一节的因为把上文和下文连起来。因此呢五章一到十节不是一个独立的单元。而是保罗为他的使徒身份的大胆说话做辩护的延续、啊、这整个都是 The 4 in 5.1 connects what follows to what precedes So that 5.1.10 is not an isolated unit But a continuation of Paul's defense of his apostolic boldness OK, 我们先来看第一方面、啊、就是讲这个复活、啊、1到5节Let's look at the first part, resurrection. 那保罗在哥林多后书五章这里讲到复活之前，在哥林多前书十五章已经讲过复活了。Before Paul talked about resurrection in chapter 5, in 2 Corinthians, Paul has already talked about resurrection in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.在哥林多前书第十五章的时候保罗已经讲得很清楚耶稣基督再来的时候那个时候所有的基督徒都会复活得到属灵的强壮的不朽坏的荣耀的新身体 In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 Paul has already explained When Christ's second coming All Christians We will be resurrectedall our body will change into the resurrected body.、It is a body of spiritual body, an imperishable body, a strong body, a glorious body. 那这个已经在哥林多前书十五章讲过了。Paul has already explained this, the details of resurrection in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 哥林多后书第五章保罗不是在讲复活的细节了。In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul is no more want to explain the detail about resurrection, when and how this happened. No. 保罗在这里是要表达他对这个复活的盼望跟确据。Here, what Paul wants to express is his confidence, is his hope, is his assurance of this resurrection. 保罗说他的今生的身体 好像一个的帐篷。Paul said that his this earthly this body now is like an earthly tent. 如果有一天拆毁了，就是死了咯。If this tent is destroyed, that means if he died, 他必要得到将来复活的身体。He will receive a resurrected body in the future.那个就是天上永存的房屋 that is what Paul described as the eternal building that is in heaven. 那我们要注意这个对比，就是今生的帐篷跟天上将来永远的房屋。Pay attention to this contrast, to this compare. The tent that is earthly and the eternal building that is in heaven, that'sforever. 我们今天要买房子的时候，我们都要好好看，对不对？When we want to buy a house today, we have to be very careful. We have to check properly. 我们要 building report. 我们要这个 lim report. 这些报告我们全部要看好好。我们要确保这个房子很坚固，不漏水。We have to make sure that this house we're going to buy is very strong. And also, not leaky house. 好的房子好好维修的话，可能过了一百年还是很漂亮。If this house is maintained properly, maybe even after 100 years, it can be still very beautiful. 但是我们这个身体 ，but this body, 真的只是一个帐篷而已。It is truly just an earthly tent. 不管你怎么样保养维修 ，no matter how.Careful, you maintain, you take care of this tent. 它很快的走下坡的。Very quickly, it will go downhill. 很快的它在受损，很快的它在衰老。Very quickly, it will age, it will waste away. 而我们要知道，保罗的帐篷是更快更快的损坏的。We must know that Paul's tent is even wasting away more quickly.因为他是不断的在各样的传福音的患难里面 because he is always continually in the persecution, in the trouble he experienced when he preached the gospel. 但是保罗有一个很肯定的确据 but Paul has a very sure assurance. 保罗说就算我地上的帐篷被拆毁了 Paul 说 even when my earthly tent is destroyed, 我会得到天上永存的房屋 Paul said he will receiveBuilding that's in heaven is forever. 保罗怎么样会那么肯定呢 ？How could Paul be so sure? 保罗自己说 ，Paul said this himself. 因为这个是上帝自己应许的 ，because this is promised by God Himself, not Paul's wishful thinking. 不是保罗自己想象的盼望，是上帝自己应许的。This is what is promised by God Himself. Also, 而且呢，上帝给了我们凭据，给了保罗凭据。Paul, God has also give Paul and give every Christian a guarantee, a down payment, which is the Holy Spirit, 就是圣灵住在我们里面。好，所以保罗很清楚知道他有这个将来的。这个荣耀就是身体的复活。Paul is very sure that he has this future glory, which is the resurrection of his body. 第二方面呢，保罗讲的这个将来极大的荣耀是什么呢 ？In the second aspect, what is this glory, future glory that outweigh everything? 第二方面就是将来基督审判台前的荣耀。The second aspect of this glory, future glory, is the future glory before Christ's judgment seat. 在基督审判台前的荣耀。好，我们看第六到第十节。Look at verses 6 to 10. 六到十节。保罗说，我们既然一向是坦然无惧的，又知道住在身内就是与主分开，因为我们行事是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we live by faith, not by sight. 现在还是坦然无惧， 宁愿与身体分开，与主同住。因此，我们立定志向，无论在身内或是与身体分开，都要讨主的喜悦。We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. 第十节 ，verse ten， 因为我们众人都必须在基督的审判台前显露出来。使个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受到报应 For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body whether good or bad 在这里我们注意到、啊、保罗再一次讲到他的坦然无惧 Again Paul here talks about his courage his confidence 跟讲他不上胆是一样的。It's the same thing as Paul talking, saying that he do not lose heart. He does not lose heart. 保罗讲说，因为他有信心 ，Paul said because he has faith. 因为保罗很清楚的知道，如果他现在离开身体的话，他可以跟主面对面的同在了。If he leave his body now, he can be with God face to face.这是保罗很向往的 This is what Paul is looking forward to 因此呢保罗立了一个的志向、啊、就是无论是生无论是死他都要讨主的喜悦 Paul has made up his goal What is to please the Lord whether he is alive in the body or he dies 如果你知道你死了是要马上就要见主了、啊、你还敢不忠心去做主要你做的事情吗、啊、If you know that if you die, you will surely face the Lord face to face. Will you not quickly go now and do what the Lord has asked you to do faithfully? 然后保罗说、啊And then Paul said, 因为我们众人都必须在基督的台前显露出来。那这个众人、啊、我们众人这里就包括所有人了。不是只使徒自己而已。Now the we here, for we must all appear before the judgment seat. This we not only refer to Apostle himself, but include everyone. This we include everyone now. 保罗说我们众人都要在基督的审判台前显露出来。Paul said, we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. 什么意思呢？有一天我们都会在耶稣的面前受审判。One day we will all appear at before Christ for a judgment. 到底我们是不是真的基督徒？ Are we truly Christian, faithful Christian? 我们到底有没有忠心的遵行上帝的旨意？Do we truly obey the will of God Father? 那一天一定会真相大白、啊、That day, all the truth will be revealed. 那对于保罗来说、啊、For Paul, 到底他是不是真使徒、啊、Whether he is the true apostle or not, 到底他有没有谬讲上帝的道呢、Whether Paul is talking or preaching God's word falsely 在基督的审判台前一定真相大白 At the judgment seat of Christ all the truth will be revealed 所以意思是我们不要按照外表去 判断保罗因为基督才是终极的审判者。The meaning is we should not judge Paul by ourselves, with our standard, because the ultimate judge is Christ himself. 在耶稣基督的审判台前 before the judgment seat of Christ, 使徒保罗的荣耀会真正的被显明出来他会被奖赏。Before the judgment seat of Christ, Paul's glory,the glory of the apostle will be truly revealed, okay, and he will be also rewarded. 那些假使徒呢 ？How about those false prophets? false apostles. 他们的荣耀会显出来是假的。Their glories will be revealed to be all fake. 他们有的是羞辱。What they have is shame. 所以我们要感谢上帝。So let's also thank God. 透过今天的这段的经文 through today's passage, 我们可以多一点的进一步的认识使徒保罗为什么那么勇敢。We can a step further to understand why this apostle is so courageous, is so bold in his ministry to the church. 因为他有将来的荣耀的盼望 because he has a hope of the future glory. 就是身体的复活就是耶稣基督审判台前的荣耀 which is the future body resurrection and the glory which is before the judgment seat of Christ. 因此我要带大家回来这段经文的原本的目的。Now I want to lead everyone back to the intended, to the main purpose of this passage.为什么我们要听从使徒? Why should we listen to the apostle? 到目前为止我们学到什么? What have we learned until this fifth sermon? 保罗说,因为是上帝自己,是耶稣基督自己差遣了使徒。Paul said, it is God himself, it is Jesus Christ himself who has commissioned Apostle Paul.因为使徒的荣耀是远远的超越摩西的荣耀 because the glory of the apostles surpass very far the glory of Moses. 因为使徒是更清楚的让我们看见整本圣经耶稣基督的救恩的荣光 because it is the apostlesWhich show us most clearly the glory of the gospel of Christ in the whole Bible. 因为使徒所传的基督的福音是真正的带给信的人救恩还有生命的更新 Because it is the Christ, it is the salvation that the apostle preach will bring salvation andLife transformed to those who believe. 因为使徒的身上虽然常常带着耶稣的死，可是他们的身上也常常带着耶稣的生。Because even though the apostles they carry Jesus' death every day on their body, but through this they also carry Jesus' life every day on their body.因为使徒是坦然无惧的渴慕将来的复活 他们坦然无惧的渴慕有一天要站在基督的审判台前 because the apostle Paul they are courageously and confidently looking forward to the future resurrection and they were looking forward one day to stand before the judgment seat of Christ 对于当时的哥林多教会上帝要他们顺服听从使徒的权柄 For the Christian in Corinth in Paul's day God want them to submit to the authority of the apostle 对于今天的教会一样的上帝透过哥林多后书要我们做的就是要听从使徒保罗的权柄和教导For church today, the same thing God wants us to do now, which is to listen, to submit to the authority and the teaching of Apostle Paul. Not only Apostle Paul, 不单是使徒保罗，还有其他所有的使徒 also all other apostles that Christ has sent. 还有使徒所授权写下新约的人 and all those whom the apostle has endorsed to write down the New Testament scripture. 那如果上帝要你接受整个新约圣经，上帝也就是要你接受整本圣经，因为新约是成全旧约的。 If God want you to submit to the authority of the New Testament, which is the testimony of the apostle, then the same thing. Paul wants you to submit to the Old Testament because the New Testament fulfilled the Old Testament. I hope today's Galatians letter series can achieve its original purpose. I hope this series of the 2 Corinthians can achieve its intended purpose. 帮助我们听从圣经的话 to help us to submit to the word of the Bible. 读圣经跟听从圣经是两回事。To read the Bible and to obey the Bible is two different things. 就好像哥林多教会可以读保罗的信，但是却轻看保罗，不接受他。Just like the church in Corinth, they can read the letter from Paul, but they do not submit to Paul. 当你读旧约，当你读新约圣经，你知道这些是摩西，是大卫，是以赛亚，是马太，是约翰，是保罗，是彼得等等人写的。When you read the Old Testament or the New Testament, you know that these are written by Moses, by David, by Isaiah, by Matthew, by John, by Paul, by Peter, and so on. 但是你也要知道 but you also must know, 这是上帝所差遣的先知和使徒们写的。This is written by the prophets and apostles sent by God himself. 你读圣经的时候就等于是上帝直接在对你说话。When you read the Bible, it is equivalent to God speaking to you directly. 因此让我们读圣经的时候，我们用敬畏的心，我们用感恩的心读每一个字，读每一句。 Therefore, may God help us when we read every sentence, every word in the Bible, we read with fear of God. We read with thankfulness. 而且我们用喜乐的心，用信靠的心去顺服。 Also, we read it with a joyful heart, with trust to obey God's word. Amen. Amen. 我们一起来祷告。 Let's pray together. 天父，谢谢你给我们 这今天这样的一个主日。 Father, we give thanks for this Sunday service. 让我们能够中英文崇拜一起聚集。Let us to gather together as one church, the Chinese service and the English service together. 天父，更新我们对你自己话语的信靠跟降服。 Father, renew our faith and our trust and our obedience to your word. 我们在你面前切切的祈求。 We earnestly pray to you before you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. 我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.